The battle over judicial nominations has taken a new turn. One of the Senate's most soft-spoken Democrats has stepped forward to block one of President Bush's nominees. Maryland Senator Paul Sarbanes is accusing the Bush administration of trying to deprive Maryland of one of its three traditional seats on the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. That court is based in Richmond and hears federal appeals from Virginia, Maryland, West Virginia, and the Carolinas. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports on yesterday's Judiciary Committee confrontation.
Sarbanes, not a man given to picking fights, laid down an unmistakable line in the sand yesterday.
Maryland has 20% of the population of this circuit. There are 15 authorized judges. 20% of 15 is 3. Right on the mark.
Sarbanes and Maryland's other Democratic Senator, Barbara Mikulski, took the almost unheard-of step of testifying against a judicial nominee from their own circuit court. Now, normally, in any double billing, the feisty Mikulski would be the more outspoken. But yesterday, it was Sarbanes who took the lead in opposing the nomination of Claude Allen of Virginia. Allen was the first African-American to serve on the staff of Senator Jesse Helms, and as Helms' campaign press secretary backed many of the North Carolina senator's more controversial positions, including opposition to the Martin Luther King holiday. After that, Allen went to law school, practiced law for 6.5 years, and now is Deputy Secretary of Health and Human Services in the Bush administration. His positions on abortion, AIDS prevention issues, and end-of-life issues have led liberal critics to charge that he has a right-wing ideological agenda. The American Bar Association gave him its lowest passing grade, with a majority of the screening committee voting him qualified and a minority unqualified. But it was not Claude Allen's record that was at issue at yesterday's hearing. It was the Bush administration's modus operandi in filling judicial vacancies on the Fourth Circuit. During the Clinton administration, the then chief judge of the circuit said there was no need to fill some 5 vacancies, and Republican senators blocked Democratic President Clinton's efforts to fill those seats. When President Bush became president, however, he announced plans to fill all 15 seats in the circuit. When it came to the Maryland seat, though, the state's 2 senators rejected the president's first choice because the proposed nominee had not practiced law in Maryland and was only 38 years old. Said Senator Sarbanes, while very bright, the proposed nominee was not a person of the stature that has filled the Maryland seats in the past.
We want to maintain that standard and that tradition. And we do not think that the White House counsel, when they encounter resistance to someone they want to place on the bench who falls short of that standard, should then take the seat and move it to some other state. And we intend, I certainly intend, to oppose this effort with all the strength that I can muster. And I urge the committee not to allow this gross departure from practice.
Senators who have served with Sarbanes for decades said they had never heard the usually monotone senator so exercised. Nor was he content to listen in silence, as evidenced in this next exchange with Virginia Republican John Warner, who, in endorsing Virginian Allen, told the Maryland senators that a nomination fight is a 2-round boxing match, with the first round fought in the executive branch and the second in the Senate. When the Marylanders said they had been prepared to meet the White House halfway, Warner responded,
"I don't question that you fought a strong battle there, but my point is, you lost. And now we're in another arena, and this gentleman should be judged purely on the basis of his credentials and the suitability to take on a judicial position.
We don't intend to lose in this arena."
With those words, the steely-eyed Sarbanes made clear to everyone in the Senate that this is a fight he's willing to shed political blood over. The other senators knew it, too, and they knew the hearing was over. They asked a few questions of nominee Allen, then all but melted away. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.